The White House is standing firmly behind Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, despite increasing complaints about his performance. Democrats on Capitol Hill have long criticized Rumsfeld over the war in Iraq, and this week some prominent Republicans and retired generals went public with their own criticisms. As NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports, some are calling for Rumsfeld's resignation.
The criticism of Secretary Rumsfeld escalated after a National Guardsman headed for Iraq complained last week about a lack of armor for military vehicles. Rumsfeld told the soldier, "You go to war with the army you have." A few days later, on CNN, Republican Senator Chuck Hagel said U.S. troops deserve better than a flippant response from the defense secretary. And the Nebraska senator blasted Rumsfeld for the general conduct of the war.
He's dismissed his general officers, he's dismissed outside counsel and advice, and he's dismissed a lot of inside counsel and advice from men and women who've been in military uniforms for 25 and 30 years.
On another Sunday talk show, NBC's Meet the Press, Barry McCaffrey, former commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces Southern Command, warned that the U.S. needs to rethink its strategy in Iraq, and McCaffrey criticized Rumsfeld for refusing to do so.
Secretary Rumsfeld's been in denial of an evidence being presented to him that it's going wrong. You got to face up to it and sort out what should we be doing.
In the days that followed, General Norman Schwarzkopf, head of U.S. forces in the first Persian Gulf War, joined in the criticism, along with two Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Susan Collins of Maine and John McCain of Arizona. On Wednesday of this week, Bill Kristol, a champion of conservative Republican ideals, weighed in with a column in the Weekly Standard. Kristol said Rumsfeld should step down, a sentiment he repeated today on NPR's Morning Edition.
I just think he's been so consistently and stubbornly wrong on how to handle post-invasion Iraq. I'm a strong supporter of Bush's foreign policy. I want it to work, and I don't think Rumsfeld is the Secretary of Defense who can best help it work.
Even Trent Lott, former Senate Majority Leader and a hardline conservative, has turned against Rumsfeld. He told an audience in Biloxi, Mississippi yesterday that Rumsfeld should be replaced, maybe not right away, but in the next year or so. When asked today about Lott's statement, White House spokesman Scott McClellan responded that President Bush considers Rumsfeld an important member of his team.
Secretary Rumsfeld is doing a great job leading our efforts to help bring about a free and peaceful Iraq.
The criticisms of Rumsfeld are focused on the war in Iraq, but the complaints also reflect strong dissatisfaction on Capitol Hill with the way Rumsfeld conducts the Pentagon's business. Pat Towell, who's now with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Analysis, covered defense issues for 27 years for Congressional Quarterly.
The most striking thing about it is that he did not extend himself to form relationships with people who, on substance, were his natural political allies.
Towell says that members of the Armed Services Committees felt that Rumsfeld failed to adequately respond to their requests for information.
It's one thing to stiff the press. It's another thing to stiff the defense committees on the Hill and too many senior members of those committees, members who, on the substance of policy, may well have been in agreement with Rumsfeld. Think he was stiffening.
Towell says that as a result, there is little goodwill toward the Secretary of Defense.
You have that in the first place, and then along come what appear to be a series of serious missteps in the management, not so much of the conduct of the war, but the conduct of the aftermath. You combine those two things, and that's a problem.
This week, amid the chorus of criticisms directed at Rumsfeld, members of the Senate Armed Services Committee said they plan to hold hearings in January on the conduct of the war and shortages of equipment for U.S. troops. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.